Belinda presents this unabridged recording of A Thousand Wasted Sundays, a hilarious and heartfelt memoir about partying, parenting, and sobriety, written and read by Victoria Vanstone. Hasn't she got big eyes? Is she all right? Yes, she has lovely big brown eyes. What do you mean, is she all right? We were waiting in the queue at the post office when a dribbly-lipped old lady tapped Mum on the shoulder. Well, you know what big eyes mean, don't you, dear? Big eyes, small brain. You know, a bit slow. I hung onto Mum's long, flowery skirt as the old bat tried to convince my poor mother her daughter was backwards. She's fine. Mind your own bloody business. Mum grabbed my little hand and tugged me. I stuck out my tongue as I was pulled through the open door. Come on, Victoria, don't worry. Your eyes are beautiful. Let's just go home and eat tomato soup and watch the Sullivans. A seatbelt was pulled across my chest and clipped into the black and red socket in the centre of the car. As I sat watching Mum get in the front seat without her big hair getting squashed, I thought, my big eyes mean I'm not normal. I'd always felt a bit off. Thanks to the meddlesome lady at the local post office, I now had an explanation. I wasn't catching up with my siblings due to an unfortunate genetic disposition. I was half relieved to know what I'd been thinking was true and half pissed off because no one in my family had bothered to tell me. When we got home, I ran upstairs to the bathroom and locked the door. I stepped on my little green stool and stared at myself in the mirror. At first, I squinted to make my eyes narrower. It made me look like a Bond villain. I leaned closer and, with my nose squashed against the glass, used my thumb and index finger to stretch one eye open wide. My eyeball looked like the inside of a Scotch egg, all white and slimy. I don't know what I was looking for. I blinked and stepped down onto the damp bathroom mat. I clenched my fists by my side and stood there holding my breath, squeezing my eyes shut, hoping to shrink them to a more socially acceptable size. Thinking I had an undiagnosed syndrome of some sort was not the best start in life. I felt separated from the world very early on. Life seemed to go on above me like in a Tom and Jerry cartoon. I liaised with the bottom parts of people's legs that strode on around me and got on with life. Trapped in a forest of loose-fitting tights and mucky Adidas trainers, in a world below the knee. I spent my days getting a glimpse of what was going on higher up, forever on my tiptoes peeking over things, using all my strength to pull my chin over tabletops and brick walls. I scrambled onto laps when I could, desperate to be more involved, to get a better view of the grown-up world and not feel so...